SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Professor Marie Toombs, a proud ULI and Kuma woman, has revolutionized mental health and suicide prevention within Indigenous communities with culturally attuned practices. She is last year's winner of the professional category Australian Mental Health Prize and is now joining us on ITV Radio to explore the integration of traditional healing practices into modern mental health care, especially as nominations are now open for the 2024 Australian Mental Health Prize. Professor Toombs, thanks for joining us and welcome to ITV Radio.
Thank you for having me.
As a previous winner, what impact has this recognition had on your work and advocacy, especially advocacy efforts within Indigenous communities?
Great question. No, it's been a really broad effect, really. So it's highlighted the importance of co-design and working specifically with Indigenous peoples about coming up with our own solutions around prevention and intervention in mental health. So this prize has really given me a lot of opportunities to be on, radio stations like NITV Today and ABC Radio and a whole range of things which have helped get the message out about really the fact that as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in this country, we have solutions to our own problems.
And can you share some insights in the critical need for culturally attuned mental health practices and services for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
So I'll just clarify that. So you're asking about the services that are available for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
Yes, especially the critical need to have culturally appropriate services.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're at the pointy end of the stick in terms of mental health and well-being, but also the impact of intergenerational trauma and what's happening to our young people in Australia at the moment. So we are some of the most stressed individuals in the world, and this is Indigenous and non-Indigenous young people in this country. But for our young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth in particular, we have some of the highest rates in the world for suicide, self-harm, and also common mental disorders such as depression and anxiety. And unfortunately, we're still not being listened to in terms of what we need and how best to support our young people in the community. And so there's a lot of work to be done. And unfortunately, post-referendum and COVID, there's an escalation of a whole range of mental health issues that are kind of coming out as a result of that as well.
Your research has revealed a significant higher prevalence of mental health disorders among Indigenous adults. What are some of the key factors driving these disparities?
Basically, the fact that we're still left off the invitation list in terms of being acknowledged as the first peoples in this country. So, in terms of what has come out of the research that I have been involved in is working with many communities and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who say that, their spirit is sick. And, when we think about who we are as people, we all have an identity. And for those of us that identify as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, it comes with a layer of trauma, I suppose, because we're still not really recognised as being the first peoples of this country, and we were left off the invitation list also to accrue wealth and to actually be part of, this place that we call Australia. And that's a really broad brush to the question that you've asked, but it's essentially what sits at the foundation of where this is all illuminating from.
But you've developed a globally recognised iAssist program. Can you tell us about this program and how it is empowering Indigenous individuals to intervene and prevent suicide?
Absolutely. So all the work that I've done in this space has come off the back of yarning with communities about where they see need. And so youth suicide is one of the biggest factors that Aboriginal communities are facing in this country. And so when we got the funding for iAssist through the National Health and Medical Research Council, it was with a promise to go back to the communities that we yarned with about co-designing a suicide intervention program and letting the voices of those who have been, you know, heavily impacted by suicide help with the design of what this looked like. And so we worked with over 94 different communities over about 4 years and came up with this beautiful program that really is about suicide first aid. So being able to have a conversation about somebody, and in particular asking the person if they have thoughts of suicide, which is a really, really confronting thing to do. But that's the first premise of any type of first aid, is finding out what's actually going on for the person, and then from that supporting the person through, you know, hearing their story and also supporting them to safety, whatever that might look like. And so it's been really empowering. We've currently trained over 8,500 people, predominantly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, but also service providers and allies that work with us mob. And we know that pretty much every person that we have trained has a lived experience and therefore has this very deep-seated passion around trying to keep others safe. So there's wonderful examples of self-determination among many of the communities that we've worked with, where the communities have not only done the training, but they've also thought about ways that they can keep their communities safer. And so one community, for example, decided that they would have stickers, a little bit like those safety house stickers that they would put on doors across this particular community, that told young people and anybody in that community that you can knock on this door at any time of the day or night if you have thoughts of suicide, and there'll be somebody on the other side of that door that will listen to you.
Wow, that's a really, really good thing, because in time, dark days when people are really confronted with suicidal ideas, or even, you know, they're facing really terrible issues, and it's great to know that you can knock on someone's door and even maybe have a short conversation, or even sometimes I think the fact of being able to sit down with someone even without saying anything can help in reflecting and finding a solution.
And that's very true, you know, when you said, and perhaps not saying anything, that's actually the power of this program. So one of the things that people are trained in when they are doing one of these suicide interventions is to ask the question, are you thinking about suicide? And if the person says yes, hearing story, and the hearing story bit is really about deep listening without judgment. You know, the story that the person's telling about why they don't want to be here anymore may actually cross a value that you have. Like, why would you say that? You know, you might, if you did that, you're going to really upset your parents, or whatever the value might be that you want to say. The training teaches you that it's actually not about you and your values. It's about the person telling their story. So you listen without judgment. But what you're actually trained to do is you're listening to story, but you're wanting to hear a life voice. So you're wanting to hear, I don't want to be here anymore, but. So it's like, well, let's explore the but. So and in most cases, you will hear that hesitation, and that's what you jump on, and that's the piece that can lead the person to keeping them safe for now. It's definitely that deep listening piece.
And in your view, how can the Australian Mental Health Prize help elevate the work of those championing mental health support and services?
Look, I think it just brings about awareness, really. And, you know, it's really hard in this space to translate what you do into policy and then practice. And so these types of awards give you the exposure to be able to promote the work that you do more. And so, you know, there's an interesting little bit of data that says for a really good research project to translate into practice, it takes about 16 years. And I haven't got 16 years to see this translate. I'll be like a retired old woman by that stage. So, you know, these types of opportunities do really help at least get that exposure. So I can tell, you know, like I am with you, tell people the story about the self-determination of this beautiful project and the fact that it saved hundreds of lives, you know. And, I mean, you can't put a dollar figure on that. So that's what these types of awards do.
And what message would you like to share with potential nominees about the importance of this award, especially the difference it can make?
Yeah, well, that. I think the beautiful thing about this award is it's not based on a fancy title or, you know, a massive amount of money that you've got to build something. It's really about grassroots, fundamentally beautiful ways that you can improve the mental health of others. So whilst I won the professional category, I'm also an Aboriginal researcher, and one of the categories is the Indigenous category. So there's four different categories, but you might be a community member that knows that, you know, in your community there's some amazing work being done. It might be that the men are taking, you know, the young boys out on country and they're doing ceremony and it's shifting, you know, the mental health of those young boys. Nominate them, you know, if there's a mums and bubs group and, you know, they're working with women with postnatal depression, like, nominate them because they're the unsung heroes and they're the important stories that can be told through a prize like this.
Professor Marie Toombs, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today. We'll pass on the message, actually, for people to nominate for the very important Australian Mental Health Prize.
Okay, thank you very much. It was a privilege to be on your show.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.